and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Paul Whiteman before Bix. Bix joined Paul Whiteman on October 27, 1927 in Indianapolis. So what I'm going to do is play a bunch of recordings by Paul Whiteman from before October 27, 1927. For the modern musicians, I will play something unusual. One side of a Brazilian jazz band, the Autentica Jazz Band. And I'll tell you about this band in a little while. Well, let's start with Paul Whiteman. Paul was born in Denver, Colorado on March 28, 1890. He died in Doylestown, Pennsylvania on December 29th, 1967. Paul began playing violin at the age of 7 and then studied viola. He played with the Denver Symphony Orchestra from 1912 for a few years. He moved to San Francisco in 1915, worked in the World's Fair Orchestra, and joined the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. After a brief service in the U.S. Navy during World War I, he took the leadership of the band at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. He was in Los Angeles at the end of 1919, and then he moved to Atlantic City in New York in 1920, where he gained a national reputation. He toured Europe with his orchestra in 23 and in 26, and his experiment in modern music took place on February 24th, 1924, at the Alien Hall in New York City, where he played, of course, Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin's famous composition. Paul Whiteman was known as the King of Jazz. In fact, the 1930 movie is entitled The King of Jazz and features Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Unfortunately, no Bix in it. He had a bunch of very excellent jazz musicians with him for a while: Bix Beiderbecke, Bonnie Berrigan, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Ed Lang, Frank Trombauer, Charlie and Jack Tigard, and Joe Venuti. He had Bing Crosby and Mildred Bailey as vocalists. So that was an amazing organization. What I want to do is play some very early sides and then some slightly later sides, but always before October 27, 1927, the date that Bix joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Well, let's get started with the music. I would like to play a couple of sides recorded on August 23rd, 1920. The orchestra is called the Paul Whiteman and his Ambassador Orchestra. These were recorded in Camden, New Jersey. First Whispering, and then Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere. And the Ambassador Orchestra consists of Paul Whiteman on violin and directing, Henry Bossi on trumpet, Buster Johnson on trombone, Gus Muller on clarinet or alto sax, Hale Byers on soprano sax or alto sax, Ferdy Groffet on piano, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Sam Heiss in brass bass, Harold MacDonald on drums. So here is Paul Whiteman in 1920.
Thank you.
I love those old acoustic recordings, and already in 1920 Paul Whiteman had his specific unique sound. Okay, now I'd like to play another acoustic recording first. This is Wang Wang Blues. It's the first recording ever by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra that was recorded on August 9, 1920, and it's Paul Whiteman and his Ambassador Orchestra, same group that played in the previous two sides that I played just a minute ago. Now, this, I want to make a comparison of that version of Wang Wang Blues from 1920 with a version from 1927. This comes from a Nostalgia Arts CD from 1999. And let me read to you what the liners written by Don Reno and Phil Evans tell us about this recording. This is September 27, 1927, Liederkranz Hall, New York City, Wang Wang Blues by Muller, Johnson and Bossi. And the composition of the band is given as Henry Bossi on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Charles Strickfaden on baritone sax, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Harry Perel on piano, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Steve Brown on string bass and cymbals, and Harold MacDonald on drums. And the soloists are Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Henry Bossi on trumpet, and Strickfaden on baritone sax. And here is what the liners say. This tune is definitely the rarity in this set of tunes. This is the first time it has been released. Neither of the authors of these liner notes were even aware of its existence until it surfaced for this CD set. At the time of its recording, Victor had rejected the tune for release. For nearly 70 years, it has been presumed to have been destroyed, so it is indeed of great interest to hear it now. Perhaps Victor did not know what to think of it. It is an interesting tune, no arrangement for it is known to exist, and there are only 8 pieces that play on it. It contains a curious mixture of Boss's trumpet, which were not at all the newer jazz sound, and the Dorsey brothers' hot licks. It was clearly Boss's session. The Victor file cards list the tune as being recorded by Boss's buzzards. The tune itself was about 7 years old when they recorded it. In fact, it was recorded at Whiteman's first session for Victor in August of 1920, initially as a test recording for the band. Its second take was released soon after as one of Whiteman's first Victor records. 3 members of Whiteman's 1920 band, the well-known New Orleans clarinet and sax player Gus Muller, trombonist Buster Johnson, and Henry Bossi, wrote Wang Wang Blues. This would certainly imply that it was a sort of impromptu head arrangement that they had put together and routined. It's interesting to compare this version with the original 1920 acoustically recorded one. The first recording was done at much slower speed, and it has a dirge-like feel to it. Buster Johnson does a lot of scooping on his trombone as a solo instrument. It was considered more in a novelty vein back then. There is also a trombone solo, which is absent from the 1927 version. The updated version, which is on the CD set, has more of a jazzy feel to it, largely due to Jimmy Dorsey's fine clarinet work. Its faster tempo, with Steve Brown on string bass, gives it more drive. The recording, as mentioned above, is an interesting blending of Buss's more dated trumpet with the modern jazz style of Dorsey's clarinet. Apparently, for the sake of faithfully reproducing the original flavor of the tune, Tommy Dorsey sets aside his own style of jazz trombone and more or less plays in Buster Johnson's. The highlight of the record would probably be the duet with Jimmy Dorsey on Charles Strickfaden. Strickfaden plays a poker face right on the beat baritone, while Dorsey noodles around on top with some excellent clarinet play. It is precisely the kind of thing arranger Bill Challis would do later on with Bix and Strickfaden. Well, let's listen then to 2 versions of Wang Wang Blues. First, 1920, the first record ever by Paul Whiteman, and then the 1927 version of Wang Wang Blues. ¶¶
Thank you.
Get a lot of Henry Bassett trumpet at the very end. Let's get in a couple of additional acoustic recordings. First, from September 1st, 1922, the Gershwin tune, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. This was featured in George White's Scandals by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and the composition of the band here is basically the same as that for the Paul Whiteman and his ambassadors. Following that, I would like to play a waltz. This is What Will I Do? It is a tune by Irving Berlin. The tune was featured prominently in the soundtrack of the Robert Redford movie version of The Great Gatsby. It's a beautiful waltz, and it was recorded on March 18, 1924, and the Paul Whiteman band consists of Henry Bossi and Frank Sigrist on trumpet, Roy Mixon and Jim Cassidy on trombone, Ross Gorman on clarinet or alto sax, Don Clark on clarinet, soprano or alto sax, Hale Byers on clarinet, alto sax, bass sax, Paul Whiteman conducting and violin perhaps, Mario Perry on violin also, Ferdy Groffé and Henry Lang on piano, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Al Armour or Carl Wagner on brass bass, and George Marsh on drums. So here is some more acoustical recordings by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, 1922 and 1924. Thank you. That was lovely stuff, wasn't it? Well, now I'd like to turn to two recordings that include Red Nichols. These come from an RCA Vintage Series LP, and the two tunes that I want to play are I'm Coming Virginia and Side by Side. These were recorded on April 29, 1927. Now, the liners for the RCA Vintage Series LP state that Jimmy Dorsey and Eddie Lang are included in that band, but on the other hand, if you look at the discography by Brian Rust, you read that the guitar player here is Gilbert Torres, and there is no mention of Jimmy Dorsey. There is another problem with the liners there. They claim that the arrangement is by Chalice. It is not. I'm Coming Virginia was arranged by Matty Matlock, and Side by Side was arranged by Max Farley, who played clarinet, alto sax. Well, let's then listen to a couple of electric recordings by Paul Wyman and his orchestra in 1927.
I'm coming, Virginia, I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it again me or running away. I've tried to forget you, but I found I'm all wrong. Need your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon that dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home. the sky should fall. Long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. When they've all had the quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started. Just travel along, singing a song, side by side.
To mention that the vocal in those two last recordings were by the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Paris. And I would like to point out also how good the bass string work is in those two recordings, giving a lot of swing and rhythm to these pretty jazzy tunes. And that good bass player is Al Armour. Okay, to complete the segment on Paul Whiteman without Bix, I want to play two tunes recorded on August 20, 1927. First, It Won't Be Long Now, and then Oh, Maybe It's You. And these two feature Tommy Dorsey on trumpet. The liners from the Nostalgia Arts CD that I mentioned before read: Dorsey Buffs will take a great interest in this one. It is a gem of a tune, jazz from beginning to end. There have been many critics of the Whiteman Orchestra who charge that they never really played any jazz. The truth is, Whiteman played an eclectic mix of tunes, including hot ones such as this, when he played theater dates, dances, and even formal concerts. It Won't Be Long Now certainly qualifies as the jazziest tune Whiteman recorded prior to the time Bix and Tram joined, and as one of Malnick's best scores. The big surprise of the recording: Tommy Dorsey picks up a cornet and blows four bars of hot Bix-like notes. Many people don't realize just how good a cornet player Tommy was. In addition to the terrific trombone he blew, for that matter, his brother Jimmy played a fine cornet as well. In Oh, Maybe It's You, it is pointed out in the notes that there is an interesting muted cornet obbligato played over the Fulton Gaylord Young vocal, played by Tommy Dorsey, Bix-like in character. So let's listen then to Paul Whiteman with Tommy Dorsey on cornet in 1927. Thank you.
da 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 da. Laugh, sister, laugh, sister. Bet that knocks you for a twist. All joy. It won't be long now. Da 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 da. Soon we'll be heading out on a wedding route. Now take my advice and go get the rice and shoot. Fly, mourner, fly, mourner, happiness is around the corner. All done, it won't be long now. Ba-da-da-da-da.
You enjoyed Paul Wineman with that mix as much as I did. I don't care if it is jazz or not, it's great music. Well, let's turn to the modern musicians now, and I want to play one side from a CD that's AJB79199 by the Authentica Jazz Band. This is a Brazilian group, and the liners tell us about the group. It says, in 1979, Professor Rodolf Padilla founded the Authentica Jazz Band in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, proposing to play a traditional jazz in the way it was done in the 1920s. Since then, the band started performing on the main stages in Minas Gerais, state, and throughout the country. They have participated in television shows. In 1993, the band received the Golden Minas Award. That same year, the leader of the band, Rodolfo, interrupted his jazz activities to dedicate himself to other areas of music. But 5 years later, Rodolfo got together a new group of musicians to start the authentic jazz band again, and this is a CD from the new musicians, and they are Rodolfo Padilla, leader, violin and vocals, Marcelo Costa on cornet, Claudio Starlino on cornet, Nate Franco on clarinet, Helio Azevedo on trombone, Federico Martins on banjo or guitar, Ronaldo Araujo on string bass, Gladson Rosa on tuba, and Bo Hilbert on drums. I would like to thank Marcelo Costa for his generosity in sending me a CD of this Brazilian jazz band. The side that I would like to play is Riverboat Shuffle, which is in fact the title of the CD. And I find it's a very nice interpretation with a little bit of ragtime rhythm thrown in there for good measure. So here is the Authentica Jazz Band playing Riverboat Shuffle in 1999. pretty good recreation of the 1920s sound by a band of young Brazilian musicians, the Authentica Jazz Band. Well, let's get back to Bix now. End of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.